One last scripture. We'll start it and we'll pick up there next week. But James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning, no variableness. Comes down. The Vincent Word Studies in the New Testament says, the union of the participle with the finite verb, it means something habitual. God habitually does good. It's a habit with God. God's got the habit of doing good. God's got the habit of giving good gifts. That word where it says there is no variation. You know, I looked that up in two different word studies and they both translate it this way. There can be no variation. Not that there is no variation, there cannot be. Both Vincent's word studies and Robertson's word studies both say it means there can be no variation with God. Romans 11, 29, for the gifts and calling of God, we're talking about every good and perfect gift. Healing's a pretty good gift. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. The Revised Standard says, for the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. Vincent's Word Study says they're not subject to recall. God has not recalled healing. If He gave good gifts in Jesus' day, the gifts of healing, He hadn't recalled them. Do you know what? You don't change the will after you're dead. The New Testament is the last will and testament of Jesus, and it includes healing. And He hadn't recalled it. William's translation says His gifts are never taken back. The Montgomery says, no change of purpose can annul God's free gifts. The New Living Testament says, for God's gifts and His call can never be withdrawn. Why, He's not an Indian giver. He's given them. The Murdoch translation, for God is not changeable in His free gift and His calling. There's no change of mind on God's part about the gifts He's made or His choice. God, another one simple English said, God's gifts and calling cannot be changed. The gifts and the calling of God, which are good and perfect, and we saw include healing, have not been withdrawn. They can never be withdrawn because God is unchangeable. Amen? Say this with me. Healing is for all. Therefore, healing belongs to me. Healing has been provided for me. God's no respecter of persons. Healing is mine, and I will be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to continue along that line next week. And when you think you're ready to not be prayed for, but to receive healing, the idea is not to get prayed for. The idea is to get healed. God's done His part. Be yours to receive. But you'll know, you can't come hoping. You didn't get saved hoping. And you won't get healed hoping, but you'll get healed by faith every time. Amen? Father, I just surround these folks with faith and love. And Father, I thank You so much that You are an unchangeable God. And we just give You praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen.